Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to be doing a part two of three new books that I recently purchased that are Christian-based. Now, I did a part one on some books that I bought. Now, these are different because I haven't even read them. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I just saw them on the bookshelves. They attracted to me. They spoke to me. Grabbed them and I just want to share with you pretty much the titles and what they're about. To see if maybe this is something that would benefit you or something that you might be going through right now. So I'm going to jump right into it. So one of the books, I'm going to start with the oldest. This is actually one book that I haven't really read, but I've had it around for years. I'm going to be honest. It's called The Power of I Am. I just never picked it up, but I found it because I also have a lot of books in my room. So I was cleaning out and I saw this one. I was like, you know what? This would be something nice to start reading. So it's called The Power of I Am by Joel Osteen. I believe he's a pastor. And pretty much it just says, take charge of your life with two simple words, I am. And it says that when you go through the day, saying, I am blessed. Blessings pursue you. I am talented. Talent follows you. I am healthy. Health leads your way. I am strong. Strength tracks you down. And it says, when you learn to harness the power of I am, you will discover unique abilities and advantages you never knew you had. So to me, it seems like a book of like self-assurance, building more confidence in yourself, getting closer to God. Let me see if I see a chapter. The contents. So we got chapter one, like this right here. This is the font. I like the font too. So it goes, The Power of I Am. Chapter two, Be Positive or Be Quiet. Chapter three, Say So. I Am Blessed, a Magnet for Blessings. And in total, there are 19 chapters. So it doesn't really seem like a long, long book. I'm sure that if you're like me, you start reading and you like it, you're just like, okay, and you just end up reading through it in like 4 days. But so this is... You know, if you're someone that possibly may need something like this, of The Power of I Am, rediscovering yourself, awakening yourself again, continuing on the walk with God through difficult times, and this is a book that possibly you should read. And I will leave a review when I'm done with this book. So it's this one. And it's a... Here it says it's $14.99. Not sure if... I'm sure you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's and other apps. Now, the newest books that I've gotten, I haven't read yet. So this one is called God is Your Defender, Learning to Stand After Life Has Knocked You Down. I purposely went into the store looking for a book like this because, like I've shared in my previous videos and before, you know, I do have my moments. I do go through my situations. But I also say in a lot of my books that I always use books. I always read books. I always listen to podcasts. I always am encouraging you guys to get personal development books because... Like I said, it's really good because you start reading and you realize like, wow, I'm not the only one going through a situation. There's another person that went through this and you start looking at their journey and then you get empowered. So that's really why I go to the books a lot for help or for guidance. So in the back it says, let God do what God does best. And this is actually a good question, a general question that possibly will help you. It says here, what is your first response when someone hurts you? That could be something for you to possibly think of. And it says here, we almost might want revenge. But turning to ourselves rather than God when you've been hurt only robs us of peace and contentment. And this book really spoke to me because it talks here about the restoration. And it says, let go of past pain without denying that it happened. And that is something that really is powerful because sometimes we cannot let go. We're just stuck on things. But even in the Bible, it says you need to let go. You need to keep going on in the future. And it just says you no longer need to be dependent on others to experience true peace. So this is probably a book that I will be reading, possibly, after this video. I will start it. And it's this one. She's the author, Rosie Rivera. So... I also feel like these are like young adults kind of, but you know, anyone could read it and get a word. And then the last one is this one. And what really grabbed my attention was like how like she's smiling and she's just like so happy. And it says, how to have your life not suck. And this is important. Becoming today who you want to be tomorrow. That's the little And this one is a chapter. I like this one too, guys, because this one also talks about dating. So this one says part one is dating and relationships. You got a couple of chapters on that. Then you got part two, which is faith and spirituality. And part three, adulting and growing up. So those are all ideal situations. And this is the font. I also like it because, like, it has some power notes on the corners of some of the pages. And in the back, it says, do you wish someone would just help you figure out life? And it's like, wait, let's pause. Like, yeah, right? Like, if we had someone to be like, listen, you should be doing this, this, and this, we would follow them. Like, what? If they knew, right? If we knew exactly what was going to happen. How to win at work, which guys to avoid, and what jeans to rock. Even with so much information, we sometimes just don't know. With lessons from the biblical story, this is another thing. She uses the woman of the Bible. That's what caught my attention, too. She uses Ruth and Naomi to talk about them and relate it to her and the woman nowadays. So it pretty much says here, trust God, take initiative, achieve success, fall in love with God's word, and see the Bible come alive. This one was $17.99. I actually just found out that she wrote a new book. I think this is one of her... This is from actually 2020, I believe, or 2019, but I just saw it and it spoke to me and I grabbed it. But I do believe she just wrote a new one recently for 2023. So if you guys want to maybe start with that or see if that speaks to you and then go to this, it's up to you. Also, guys, there's also Audible, I believe it's called, that it's like an audio. So if you don't really like hardcover, if you don't like reading, you can also go online and listen to someone narrate the story to you instead of reading it. Like if you just want to listen to it. But I like to read. I feel like, you know, that's me. I like it tangible. So anywho, that's all I want to share with you guys. These three books, I will show you guys again. You could probably find them on Amazon, on your local, you know, in your local bookstore. So yeah, that's it for today. I hope you guys have an amazing day. See you in the next one. God bless.